We're in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Yud, discussing eating meat and drinking wine during the 9 days. And here's the famous comment of the Rama. Uvesudas mitzvah, kagon mila, pidyon ha-ben, v'siyam mesechta, v'sudas erisin, ochim basar v'shosin yainash ochim v'suda. Well, the Rama says, at a sudas mitzvah, v'is mila, pidyon ha-ben, and at a siyum, you can have meat and drink wine. So now, as far as making the siyum, so the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't rush the learning or delay the siyum to be for the 9 days. What people do nowadays is they plan ahead. They plan out that their regular learning will end up with a siyum during the 9 days. Well, now, the question is, who exactly is allowed to eat and join in the meat at the siyum? So the Rama says, kol hashayochim l'se'uda are allowed to eat meat. Aval yesh l'tzamsem shelo l'hosif. Well, so who's allowed to eat at the siyum? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, his family, whoever assists at the meal, like the waiters, and the Mishnah Berurah says, even friends and relatives as well can join. They didn't do the learning, but they can join in, and they can even eat meat. If they'd normally be invited to participate in a siyum, in this person's siyum, or another simcha at some other time. Now, the Rama continues, but in Shavua Shechalbo, then Ein Lecha Basar B'lishas Yain Rak Minyan Mitzumsam. During the Shavua Shechalbo, it's a Minyan Mitzumsam. What does it mean, a Minyan Mitzumsam? Meaning, aside from the relatives, and aside from those who assist at the meal, you can have up to 10 other people during Shavua Shechalbo. And that's much, even on Erev Tisha B'Av, if it's before Chatzos. So, before Shavua Shechalbo, you can have the relatives and those that assist in the meal and many friends. And during Shavua Shechalbo, you can have the relatives and those that assist in the meal plus a minyan mitzumsum of 10 friends. Now, Rav Eider has a very important sock in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is as follows. Those who normally eat together with the Messiah, that could be like in a camp or in a yeshiva, may also eat meat at the siyum, even if they are numerous. So this applies certainly during the 9 days, and even during Shavua Shechalbo, they're considered part of the basic meal, because they always eat together. So if you always eat together, then by definition, you can join together with the Messiah and have meat as well, and that talk is what happens at the camps, and the camps want to find a way that the boys, that the campers can have fleishiks. During the 9 days, this is one of the ways that they do it. And based on our Moshe's psak, so that's an acceptable practice. Now, on what is one allowed to make a siyum on? So the standard things are a mesechta of the Gemara, or a full seder of Mishnayos. Also, Rav Moshe writes, or a sefer of Tanakh, which you learn with one of the Mefarshim, like Rashi or the Radak or the Mitzudas David, then you're allowed to make a siyum. Also, regarding making siyum on a mesechta, it's important to know mesechta's tamid is also, you can make a siyum on that as well. I'll get to that again at the end, Bezud Hashem. We'll discuss that a little bit more. And then Rav Nevin Sal Shlita says a chiddush. He says that even one mesechta of Mishnayos, if you learn it be'iyum, you analyze the Mabar Tanura and the Tosfos Yom Tov, then he holds you can make a siyum on that as well. Again, if you learn it, if you learn a Masechta Mishnayos on Be'iyum. Okay, so that's as far as eating fleishiks at a siyum during the 9 days with many, many details. Now, just regarding a siyum on Maseches Tamid, it's a beautiful idea. We asked Abchiski and Evansel once about this. He says, yeah, you can make a siyum on Maseches Tamid. And he said, we used to do this all the time in our house. I said, what do you mean? He said that Rav Nevinzal Shlita is machmir not to listen to music except at a simcha. Rav Moshe Feinstein also had a similar practice. The standard practice is that people listen to music except not in the most luxurious way, going to sleep and waking up to music, but listening to music the minig olam was lahakil, except for during the 3 weeks, etc. But Rav Neventhal's machmir. But his kids wanted to listen to music. So Rav Neventhal said, if you make a siyum, then part of celebrating the siyum, you can listen to music. So Chizkiya Neventhal told us, this is amazing, that he and his brothers took turns learning Maseches Tamid every Friday, and that way they would all listen to music as celebrating the siyum of their brother learning Maseches Tamid. And he said it was humorous. He said this was so ingrained, when he first left home to go to yeshiva, and his roommate went to put on music one day, Reb Chizkiya said, he said to the roommate, no, you have to make a siyum first. And his roommate thought he was crazy, because no one does that. But that is, so I call that norms in the home. The norms in the Neventhal house is that if you want to listen to music, you make a siyum on a masechta first. So indeed, you can make a siyum on masechta Tamid. Okay, we'll stop here.